Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Talk to us. What's taking place now in Israel?
Well, you know, a lot's been taking place. But what's happening, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, came to the UN, spoke with the president this time around. President was too busy last year to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when he came to speak at the United Nations. Imagine that.
Wow.
But you know that at the previous last year, the Prime Minister drew the red line in terms of striking Iran and made that very clear. And you notice that, you know, Syria all of a sudden has just, you know, went away. No more distractions. Mm-hmm. But it was all designed to keep our eyes off of what's actually happening in Iran and the fact that they still want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And just because they have a new leader, Khomeini, there, doesn't mean that their policies have changed or the strategy has changed.
A new front man.
Yeah, a new front man. Like the Prime Minister said, he's just a wolf in sheep's clothing. And, you know, wolf is still a wolf. No matter if you change his clothes or not, you are who you are. And so I want you to listen to...
The Prime Minister, he said that... The previous president was a wolf in wolf's clothing.
That's right.
And this is a wolf in sheep's clothing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said.
And we know that a wolf in any clothing is still
right.
A wolf. Well, I want you to listen to this segment. It's a piece of a movie called Iranium. And it talks about what's happening. You understand that, listen, Israel's not afraid to strike Iran's nuclear weapon. If they have to do it alone, they will. If they've done this already in Iraq, when they took out the Osirak, they called it the Osirak nuclear plant, and they took it out all by themselves back in 81. I want you to listen to this segment. We'll be right back.
Imam Aziz, Farmoodi, Chabayat.
Everybody knows that Iran wants to destroy Israel and the West. Everybody knows that they want to conquer the world. Everybody knows that they're either on the verge of acquiring nuclear weapons or they have them already. And everybody knows that they must be stopped. But why isn't anyone doing what we all know needs to be done? The answer is one word: fear. The psychological mechanism at play here is called cognitive dissonance. It's a subconscious denial of something so terrifying that the gravity of the threat is totally denied despite the catastrophic consequences of an action. In Israel, we don't have the luxury of deluding ourselves with rose-colored glasses. For us, allowing ourselves the indulgence of cognitive dissonance would cost us our lives. Millions of them. We've been down that road before and we're not going to do it again. Have you ever considered the implications of a nuclear Iran?
A nuclear-armed Iran is going to spark an arms race in the Middle East and the greater region.
Whenever Iran has developed a new weapon that can be used against Israel, they've shipped it to Hezbollah. Now, those missiles give Iran, through Hezbollah, the capability of hitting any target in Israel.
Once the Iranian missiles are up and running on launching pads in Lebanon, they can reach not just Israel, they can reach Western targets.
The Iranians carried out a test to launch a Scud missile from a barge in the Caspian Sea. Many people believe that this is what the Iranians would like to do with the United States, put a missile in a cargo ship going off of our coast. From 100 miles off our coast, we've never seen it.
When Mahmoud Ahmadinejad talks about a world without America not only being desirable but achievable, he could mean a strategic electromagnetic pulse attack.
an EMP weapon, meaning a small nuclear bomb, detonated above this.
This is amazing what you're listening to. When we come back in the extra hour, we're going to let you listen to the rest of this. We're also going to post it on the Torch.
You got
to
see this.
But you got to see this.
Oh, my goodness. They're talking about America and Israel.
America and Israel. Listen, Israel is going to take a stand. They're going to protect themselves. And by protecting themselves, they're going to wind up probably protecting us as well and the rest of the world.
And cognitive mental dissonance.
Yeah.
It's like, don't shut down your brain right now.
Don't shut it
down.
You
got to pay attention. And that's what we're really trying to do. It's like, hey, we have to wake up.
Yeah.
This is so good. You've got to see this. We're going to hear catch us in the extra hour.
Yeah,
we're going to begin for extra hour. We're continuing to talk about what's taking place right now. And they're talking about this right now. They're building nuclear weapons right this one moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, before we ended the first hour, we're talking about Israel and their right to protect themselves, no matter if they have to stand alone. They've done this many, many times before.
I think it's important to let our audience know this is not a first. They've been around since 1948, and they realize they have to do this.
Yeah, well, since before, as a nation since 1948. Yeah. And they have to do this. They have to. And you think about the patience of Israel and under that consistent threat, and they continue to seek, you know, diplomacy. They continue to seek peace. They continue to speak with and try to come to a peaceful, you know, existence with those that have openly said, we want to destroy you and take you off the face of the map.
Mm-hmm.
We just played a portion of it. We're going to continue to play the rest of it for you.
Is that Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad?
Yes, he's no longer president.
Right.
But that's who it is.
Okay. You got to see this.
We're going to make this related for you on the Torch so you can watch it in its entirety, but we're going to play the rest of it because we ended the first hour with this short video program. But what we were talking about, how Iran cannot get these nuclear weapons, and Israel's probably right about to take action pretty soon. We've talked on previous and shared on VFN Radio that twice already, Israel was about to strike these nuclear reactors twice. And once, the head of the Mossad, which is the Israel CIA undercover, these guys are just elite.
No joke. Want them on your side.
Oh, yes. They will find you.
Even in the Arab Emirates, right?
Oh, yes. Nothing will stop them. But the head person at the time told them, listen, this is not the good time. You don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they just listened to their counsel and they didn't do it. The second time, it was reported already. It's come out since. It was President Obama who told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu,
mm-hmm.
not now. It's an election, not now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may hear that Israel has said several times, they're not just talking about it. They're not just bluffing. They're going to do this. And they're not afraid to do it. They've done this already. Back in 1981, Iraq was trying to get a nuclear reactor. They were trying to get nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel, in June 7, 1981, flew in these airplanes and just annihilated the thing, just blew it up.
Oh, wow.
And the whole world condemned them at the time. The UN, surprisingly, right? They even tried to put sanctions on them. The United States, for a couple of weeks, said they weren't going to send some military aid, which, of course, 2 months later, they sent them the aid.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until many, many years later that President Clinton said that, you know, he said it was actually a very wise thing that Israel didn't take them out.
Mm.
It was a very wise thing. Listen, sometimes you got to make right decisions. You got to be willing to stand alone and not look for popularity, but do the right thing. And by doing that, who knows? I mean, we know now in history and context what has happened with Iraq. Who could have got in there right now and got all those chemical weapons? It's still unsecured. I mean, there's so many things, so many unknowns right now. Thank goodness that Israel not only helped to spare themselves, but they've probably spared us and many other nations of the world. I want you to listen to the rest of this video as they continue to share you more details about why Iran cannot have nuclear capability. Listen up.
Achievable. He could mean strategic electromagnetic pulse attack.
An EMP weapon, meaning a small nuclear bomb, detonated above the center of the United States would literally take down the entire power grid of this country.
In the early 80s, Iraq was well on its way to completing construction of its own nuclear weapons. In 1981, the Israeli Air Force destroyed the Oserak reactor, preventing Iraq from becoming a nuclear power. At the time, the world predictably condemned Israel. The United States did as well. But a mere 10 years later, the U.S. was thanking Israel for saving the world from the perils of a nuclear Iraq. When terrorists hijacked Air France Flight 139 full of Jews and held them hostage in Entebbe, we didn't appeal to the UN or seek diplomatic negotiations. In the most daring and miraculous rescue mission in history, we acted decisively, freeing the hostages and bringing our fellow Jews home. The international community should have learned the futility of appeasement of evil, of attempting to pacify tyrannical dictators. It just gives them the time they need to build their strength and implement their dark and murderous schemes. In Israel, we know this. We simply can't afford to wait for the possibility that the international community will garner up the courage to support us. It'll be too late. Too late for us and too late for the world. As the nation of Israel, we have been assigned the responsibility of being a light unto the nations. And as that light, we not only have the right to defend ourselves, but the obligation to defend the rest of humanity.
To be the light to the rest of the nations,
and they are. It's amazing what they're doing now. I mean, some of everything's shifted, and now Israel's taken their place in the world.
Yeah, and you think about it. I mean, look. We've had the opportunity at the Dream Center to see a certain perspective of how Israel has been blessed and all the different things that have occurred in Israel. I mean, the technology, the inventions, all the different things that come out. You're seeing God bless a nation. And you better be careful. You better be careful when you're poking your finger in the chest and in the eye of the apple of God's
eye. That's right.
Because let me tell you, God's not going to stand for that. He is the Iron Dome, and he is going to be the one that protects Israel. And it's important for us as a Christian, from Christian's perspective, of course, to stand with Israel, to support Israel. I mean, right here at VFN Radio, I mean, we stand for God and country and, of course, Israel, and we partner. We partner with those that are in Israel right now with different ministries that support spreading the gospel, and we want to partner with the Jewish people. Listen, this is your chance. Don't fall asleep. We don't have the luxury of checking out, if you will. You can't check out.
Cognitive dissidence, that's what he said.
Yeah, you can't check out. You have to be engaged.
Mm-hmm.
The threat is real, and Iran and anyone else that has chemical weapons and nuclear weapons
Pull up so we can get the definition of dissident. So as he's talking, it was a lot of times like, yeah, whatever that is, we're not. And it's very important. It's very important. Cognitive, you're talking about your brain. Your brain can't go to sleep. You're going to have to use the, I mean, think about it. He gave you feet, you use those every day.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you eyes, you use those every day. He gave you a mouth. Hey, we're in America. Mm-hmm. What, 60, 70% of us are overweight. We're using that. And he also gave us what? Hands. He gave us ears.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a brain.
Right.
And then he tells us above all else, you know, seek knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the definition of dissonance.
Yeah, according to this definition, it says it's basically when one reality collides with another reality and you don't have the ability to say, I'll pick reality A instead of reality B. You have to figure out a way to coexist with the current reality, and it usually produces some kind of dysfunction.
You shut down because you can't. You're in a quagmire. The mm-hmm. reality is that this is too serious. You say, "Well, I pick no reality," as if that works.
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what's happening right now in the context of America. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that is everything, which is divided, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, "Any nation, every nation, divided, will not stand."
That's mm-hmm. right.
And every family, divided, will not stand. It's amazing how everybody comes up with all these theories why marriages in the church now are not together. I'll tell you why. Because they're divided.
Yeah.
They're divided. They're buying into the cognitive dissonance of America's concept of marriage versus saying it's not that complicated.
So it's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science. And the thing about it is that if you don't like the context of walking in marriage, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like oatmeal. You know, if you can, it's not sin if you do it, and it's not sin if you don't. But if you move, if you marry into cognitive dissonance, another opinion, then you're going to spend, you know, you're divided.
That's right.
And anything, even a family divided, will not stand. And you say all the, it's money, it's communication. No, it's actually 97% of us not reading the Word of God, what it says about marriage, and just saying, you know, God's changed. He's different now. He's not the same yesterday and day forever. Mm-hmm. And, but it's funny, though, when you go to work and you're the supervisor there, you're the boss there, you're the founder of the company, it's just kind of normal. It's like, okay, we don't need anybody having cognitive dissonance here.
That's right.
Because you're going to have a, you know, cognitive application process of finding a new job
That's
here.
That's right.
But when we go to marriage and family, it's like, hey, it's okay to have all that. And it's like, no, Jesus said, if it's divided, it'll fall. It may still be standing like Saul was standing after he was removed from the kingdom, but it fell. It fell a long time ago, and God knows exactly why it fell. And you'll have to answer for being a dissident of God's ways when he said, this is what happens. And Israel's saying, if we don't, what you just said, John, that if we are divided on this, we're going to fall.
That's right.
Wouldn't it be amazing if America realized, hey, if right now, because we're like split right down the middle. It's everything's feeding into, and it's trying to move over the 50 percentile line. And but no matter what, even if it stays 50-50, we won't stand. It just doesn't happen. And what begins to happen when the church gets in agreement and not divided from God, and we say, you know what, we're not in a cognitive dissonance, or our heart's not in conflict with God. We just want to walk with him. He's right. Let every man be a liar.
That's right.
You know, and God be the truth. And it's just so much wisdom that's being shared from Israel. We need to listen up. If you want to hear some sane speeches and sane conversation, and it's very amazing because it's setting things up, because there will be a day. There will be a day that a king, a Jewish king named Jesus, well, his throne will be set up in Jerusalem, and all these folks are trying to do all their, you know, Alinsky tactics
darkness.
And darkness and Lucifer, whatever. He knows his days are short. In the context of that, but there, all these kings will come and pay tribute right there. He's going to be so bright. He is so bright. This king that we're talking about, King Jesus, and that's why he's working as hard as he can, Satan is, because we're not going to need moon or stars anymore, because everybody will get their light from the king who's ruling in Jerusalem. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFM radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day. On WHBR, find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.